With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Both hailing from parts unknown at a combined weight of 501 pounds, they are the Morning Rush Hour World Tag Team Champions. They have no fear, no back down, just a couple of gutsy guys. No one will take those MRH World Tag titles from these men. It's Taz, it's the Moose, illustrious champions, right here every day on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL, the college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever can try to go stop it. Only me talking the truth, only me talking the truth, ayy.
It is Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. And Taz, week two begins tonight. Buccaneers and Panthers. The excitement level is just extreme.
Oh, man. I mean, I'll tell you, I'm fired up. I mean, maybe not much for these two teams. But it's the NFL. It's a game that matters. It's week two. We're still, you know, dialed in. We'll be dialed in all year. It's not just, you know, but I'm saying most people, everyone's team except the Dolphins still have a chance. So well, that wasn't nice. The Dolphins.
Well, you're right about that, but you're not wrong. You're absolutely right. No, you're not. But here's the one thing is, and you know, we've discussed it here. I know everyone wants more and more football, more and more dates. I don't particularly like the Thursday night product.
We've run through.
I don't think it leads to. Oh, I think you'll get the occasional great game, but I think overall, I don't think it leads to great games because I think guys are asked to then put their bodies on the line and play football, which is very taxing. Where guys maybe aren't even fully recovered from playing the week before yet.
Right.
So I don't think that leads to great football. I think it's an intriguing matchup tonight. Because I think Bruce Arians brings a fair amount of intrigue. They had a disastrous opening week. Jameis Winston had a disastrous opening week. Can he bounce back against the Carolina defense that we saw gave up some, certainly, I mean, big plays and yards to Los Angeles Rams, but a Carolina team that if they played a cleaner, crisper game week one, they easily could have beaten the Los Angeles Rams at home.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with everything you just said.
And McCaffrey had an unbelievable game offensively.
He sure did, and he looks great, man. That excellent running back out of Stanford. But here's the thing, right? So both these teams, as you know, looking for their first win. I mean, they're both 0-1. The season's super early. And it's interesting. They're in Carolina, okay? I think it's also something you got to look at, too, with the Tampa Bay side, with the Buccaneers side. You know, what a Bruce Arians being there now. Coming back out of into the game, was he like 65, 66 years old, something in that vein? You know, and
it's health issues.
Right, exactly. And now you got Winston as your quarterback, you know, and I would assume he's all in, Bruce Arians, on Winston. Otherwise, maybe he wouldn't have taken the job or
no
something
doubt.
Like that because the quarterback's so important, you know?
Absolutely.
So I think it's time to see. I think this season will be really be a good, especially the next few weeks. For Jameis Winston and Arians, let's see if what he thinks. Not that he's going to run to Blaine Gabbert right now as the, you know, who's sitting right behind Winston or Ryan Griffin, but still, I'm just saying, like, if he really, I think if you put yourself in Bruce Arians' position, you're like, you know, did I do the right thing? Like, you're about to find out soon here. You know what I mean? Like,
I agree with you. And Taz, I don't disagree. I thought he was brought there. He was comfortable with Winston. He believes that Winston can be the player that he was at Florida State. He's been a mistake-prone quarterback. We saw that last week against the San Francisco 49ers. Let's hear from Winston himself talking about taking on Carolina's defense tonight.
We just got to get open. I would say that we know they have a good front. I believe we have a good offensive line. So it's going to be a great NFL football game. We got to get the ball out quickly, too. and execute. That's all we can do.
How about Bruce Arians playing the point I mentioned earlier about playing a short week on a Thursday night? Take a listen.
It's hard to defend them on a short week, but I think our guys are getting it down pretty good right now. And defensively, it's just the opposite. We kind of know what their defense does, but their offense is a very hard one to get work on without going full speed.
Yeah, and you get that and you understand it in terms of making sure you get everybody on the same page. Ron Rivera, the Carolina head coach, similar theme to what you heard from Bruce Arians.
Well, I think keys, first of all, is we got to protect the football and take the football away. I mean, that's probably the most evident thing from last week. And so that's something we did talk about, something that we want to make sure players are aware that, you know, we've got to protect the football better and we've got to be able to take it away when the ball's on the ground. We got to get to it.
Yeah, and so, Taz, it's one thing that Carolina needs to improve on, taking care of the football after their opening week loss against the Rams. Yeah, hopefully we get an entertaining game. You know, that's it. Besides the fact that you have teams that are working their way into shape.
Right.
Because a lack of pre... I'm talking about game shape. I'm not talking about guys that can't run, a mile.
I know
know what you mean, but I'm just for the listener. I'm talking about game shape, football shape.
Right.
From lack of work in the course of the preseason, Taz. So you have the combination of it usually takes teams a couple weeks to where you start to get the consistent rhythm and quality play in the NFL, and now you factor in the short week. I hope we get an entertaining game tonight, that it's not one of these offensive doozies where you're sitting there trying to keep your eyes open watching in the second half.
I think it's going to be I think you're going to get a lot of offense from the home team, from the Panthers. I really do think that, because I watched a good chunk of that Rams-Panthers game last week, and I respect the Rams' defense. I think they're legitimate, and they showed it early in the game. But if you look back at the game or think about the game, the Panthers, each quarter, they went from scoring. They scored no points in the first quarter to 3 points, to 10 points, to 14 points. They crescendoed up. They crescendoed up from in week one in each quarter in that particular game against a stout defense that L.A. has with the Rams. I think that if you are the Panthers, you want to try to continue that, and you were home the other day. You're home now. It's nice. These guys didn't have to go on the road. You're right. It's a quick turnaround for them, for all these teams on these Thursday night games. I think McCaffrey, he was a little shy of 100.
Great.
Yeah, exactly. And so I do think that they are going to score points. I believe. I mean, I like the Panthers a lot tonight in the game. What's the line on the game? Do you know the line off the top of your head?
I don't off the top of my head. I would say four and a half, if I'd venture a guess.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm trying to.
Yeah, it might be five. It's more. It's Panthers are minus 6.5.
6.5. Wow. There you go. 6.5.
Hello.
That's a lot, man.
Yeah, that is a lot.
That's a lot.
To give it Tampa Bay. Listen, we have concerns about Cam Newton staying healthy, right? And Cam Newton throwing the ball deep. We have no concerns about Christian McCaffrey, Taz. And, Ron Rivera has shown himself to be a good head coach down there in Carolina as they're looking to try and get back to the postseason this year. When you look at Tampa, put the Arians' health concerns aside, they've got the monumental questions. We talk about young quarterbacks in the National Football League, Taz. The question surrounding Jameis Winston, because – as you heard from Ron Rivera taking care of the football, that's one thing that Bill Parcells used to talk about. Rivera, you hear every head coach. Bill Belichick talks about it.
Right.
And doesn't have to emphasize it because his quarterback does do it. Is you got to take care of the football if you're an NFL quarterback. Yes, you got to make all the throws, back shoulder, throws guys open. You got to also take care of the football, and you can't put it into position where you're too risky where it's getting intercepted. And I think Jameis Winston, Taz, I think this is sink or swim time for Winston this year, because I think if Winston struggles this year once again, I think he's going to be viewed more as a backup quarterback than a starting quarterback, because there does come a point in time where either you find it or you don't in the National Football League. And I think that time is now for Jameis Winston. I'm not saying it has to happen tonight.
Right, right.
But at some point in time, with Bruce Arians at the helm, he's got to figure it out and become the quarterback that a lot of people expected him to be coming out of Florida State, because if he doesn't, Taz, I think not only Tampa, I think there'll be some other teams that are looking to turn the page on Jameis Winston.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm me personally, of the guy's play of Jameis Winston, I'm not a huge fan. I never really was. I think he's
even at Florida State,
he was real good, but there was just something about him. Player, I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. I just wasn't. Yeah, he was legit. I know, but I don't know. Just he's just something about him. as a player. I just never bought into him. You know, with three interceptions last week, you know, for him. I mean, against San Francisco, which is not like, you know, it's not like you're playing the you know, 85 Bears defense here or Giants back when, you know, Parcells was the head coach with LT and Harry Carson and Jim Burt, you know, and these guys and George Martin. You know, I mean, but three picks, you know. So, I mean, again, it's week one. We know that. I mean, but they were home. You know, so you can't.
No, it was terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it was terrible. There's no doubt about it, Taz. And we'll see if he improves tonight as they take on the Carolina Panthers. Want to hear from you at 855-212-4227. Looking ahead to the big Thursday night matchup tonight as week two is already upon us, Taz. And some other interesting storylines around the National Football League. Number one is out to Los Angeles and the Chargers, and this is not a Melvin Gordon update, but news came down. You feel bad. A guy that was banged up all of last year, and that is their talented young tight end, Hunter Henry. Fractured left knee, which sounds very, very painful.
Yeah.
Not a kneecap, a knee. Fractured left knee for Hunter Henry. He's out expected to be out the next 4 to 6 weeks dealing with that. So that's a loss for that Chargers offense.
Yeah, it really is a big loss for sure. He's a hell of a tight end, man. I like the player this guy is. I really do, and it stinks for him. You know, this is the grind of it. And it's almost like, not to sound, you know, it's like you almost, if you're a player and you get injured, it's almost, I hate to say it like this, better to get injured week one because then maybe.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, it kind of sounds
eerie.
You got
some time on your side.
Right.
And get back in.
This is the same injury that ended J.J. Watt's career, as you know, and I think it was like 2017-ish. This injury, not his, career, I'm his, sorry, it's the season. I'm going to say, I'm not career. But his season in 2017. So, you know.
Well, Monday night, you even know he was on the field.
Yeah, I know, right, dude? That was unbelievable.
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
But, I'm sorry, I digress. But point about Henry.
Yeah, Hunter Henry, I love him. I love him. And it's in his fourth year. I mean, he's a hell of a player. And he's a big part of the charges that they bring offensively, man. Yeah, this is the grind, you know. And, you know, guys like you and I, what we do for a living, we'll be out here all the time talking about different injuries of different guys all the time, all season. It's just the collision business, right? And it sucks. And a guy like this with an injury like this, hopefully he can come back late in the year. Maybe the Chargers make a run. And he could
hopefully middle part of the year he's back. Hopefully week 8, week 9, week 10, something of that nature for Hunter Henry, he's able to get back. But, you know, when some guys start to rack up injuries early on in the career, Taz, it kind of just doesn't go away. And your body starts to fail you, unfortunately. Hopefully that is not the case with Hunter Henry. Maybe you could start to make the case for Quincy Enunwa with the Jets, the talented wide receiver who's, you know, in a tight end body, but he's got the speed of a wide receiver.
Yep.
You know, he's down and lost for the entire year for the Jets due to yet another neck injury for Quincy Enunwa, which you feel terrible about. He's a very good young man. He really is. You know, he signed a big contract a couple years ago with Mike Maccagnan at the helm, you know, and really developed when he was healthy on the football field and being a kind of a key component at Jet receiving quartet. But news came out yesterday that he's done for the year.
Yeah, I know. It's just you hate it. You hate it when these guys are young guys and they're trying to build their career, and it stinks. It stinks for sure. And I think he's a hell of a player too. I mean, he really is. I mean, so, you know, it's especially the neck. You know, I had a severe neck injury in 1995 and put me on a shelf for 9 months, and I wasn't supposed to come back from it. I was able to. It was really hard.
I can imagine.
Really, it was the hardest thing I had to do physically to come back from that. So, and I was in a controllable collision business, you know, where I could control. Like, guy knew I was hurt when I came back. You know, avoid it. You know, Quincy, he's not in that position. You know, he's got an injured neck, and he's a New York Jet. He's lining up against whatever the Steelers. You know, he can't. The D lineman across from him can't, or the linebacker is not going to, you know, protect him, make sure he's not injured. I had a little break. I was in a different type of business. Coming back from a neck injury is not easy. But in today's day and age, the rehab for that, or a lot of times with the surgeries, they do the surgery in the front now instead of in the back. They go through the front if that's the case. But it's just, you know, it just stinks. And you never know. It's tricky. The neck is tricky. So you never know what could happen with this.
You never know. Stay with the Jets, Taz. They've got a new kicker, the former Penn Stater, Sam Ficken.
Great
Sam Fickett is their new kicker. Filled in for Los Angeles with the Rams when Greg Zuerlein went down to injury. They cut loose Corey Vedvik, who they picked up off waivers from the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings earlier in the preseason had traded for him from the Baltimore Ravens. Let's hear from Adam Gase, who's always, you know, a wordsmith when he's at the microphone. Here's Adam Gase talking about what went wrong with Vedvik.
When we left practice, the last day he kicked, I was feeling good. I was like, all right, his stroke looked good, everything looked good. When I went out pregame, not so good. I did not feel so good.
Oh my God! Yeah. Dude, what sounds like his hold on, wait. His voice, Gase, it doesn't match his face.
No, it doesn't.
He sounds like some college senior, like a guy, hanging out at the bar, like on Main Street, you know. And like he just sounds like.
Well, then how about the media laughing? I'm at Dangerfields or Caroline's in Midtown Manhattan. Play that cut again. Play the Gase cut again. Like he cracks the line at the end. He cracks the line at the end, and everyone laughs. Like, take a listen.
When we left practice, the last day he kicked, I was feeling good. I was like, all right, his stroke looked good, everything looked good. When I went out pregame, not so good. I did not feel so good.
Coach, you're funny.
Pregame, whoa!
Hey, now I'm making a laugh again. I'm going to do crazy eyes. La, 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 la. Crazy eyes. Oh, my God. Have you met this guy yet?
I've not met Adam Gase. Yeah. I know people that have been around him, you know, Janae Coakley, who I work with over at SNY, who I'm friends with, and they like him.
Yeah.
You know, he's an engaging guy. He's kind of charismatic, you know, alpha male kind of personality, Taz. But he has kind of taken over that franchise and organization. The one thing Gase can't continue to do, Taz,
is lose.
Not just that.
Sorry for my bills,
but he also can't continue to just blame the players.
Oh yeah, no, you can't do that. You gotta be accountable.
You can't talk about guys, you know, playing differently quarter four to quarter one. Something does fall on the coaching staff and the job that you're doing as well.
Billy killing that bagel.
Oh, yeah.
See him, dude?
I know.
He ate that thing like he was going to the proverbial chair. Holy cow, Billy, you all right, dude?
I'm starving, man.
You think?
Well, Billy's hungry.
Man,
good for him. How's the jalapeno cream cheese?
Delicious.
Yeah. So our boss, program director Mark Chernoff, came in during the last break.
The great Mark Chernoff.
Right, as he was eating a croissant.
Oh, that's what he had to say?
Yes, that was it. I don't know if it was jelly-filled or butter-filled. It was probably a plain croissant. It looked like that anyway. I brought in breakfast. It's here. You guys are welcome. Taz and I looked at each other. We were just like, okay, well, we'll go. We'll make our way out there. Said, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Thank you, Mark. And told Billy basically.
Oh, thought you were going somewhere else.
No, it was like the Roadrunner.
He was gone.
Wile E. Coyote.
He was gone.
Chernoff opened the door. Billy made sure the controls were set to go, running the commercial, and then he was gone.
I knew exactly how much time I had left in that break. Because I had to specifically get there, get my stuff, and get back here.
Good bagel, though? Good?
Really good bagel.
Yeah.
Any truth to the rumor that you side-checked Harris Allen to get to the cream cheese?
I was close.
You bodied up close. Harris Allen. You bodied him.
Harris is crumbled
Harris
on the floor.
Harris is like, oh, wait a minute. What the hell? I got
Who
hit
was
by
that?
Billy.
Right.
I was like, wait, guys, I got to get back.
Poor Harris is just trying to get a. I'm going to get myself a poppy seed bagel.
That's it.
I'm going to go get one. Watch out, Billy's incoming. Yeah. So this is what. Hold on. You said the wave. Get it?
Yes, I got it. Yes, the ocean. Thank you, Taz.
I get it.
Joke that doesn't translate well on the radio.
No, it's Taz. It's the Moose. We'll come back. We'll mention a baseball topic. Really, you know, you want to talk about a young baseball player that gets it? We'll tell you his name. We'll tell you why. We'll give you a feel. We'll do that next. It's Taz. It's Moose. It's CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, bagels are good.
Good bagels. Jalapeno cream cheese.
Yeah.
Thank you to our boss, Mark Chernoff.
Oh, yeah, he's the best.
Well, thank you to Tony Page for retiring
well, that's
from
too.
WFAN, hence
right.
The bagels.
Hence the bagels, correct.
You know, there's always spoiled sport in the bunch, Moose, and that's Andrew Bogus.
No, stop it.
Or Boomer Esiason. You heard what Boomer did.
He wants locks.
Boomer was complaining
that there was no locks. There's fresh basil, tomatoes, cucumber.
Five different flavors of cream cheese.
Orange juice, muffins, croissants. There's, it's a huge, ginormous spread. And Boomer wants the locks.
Not enough. The guy literally bitched about a free lunch. I mean, so it's like, and I like Boomer. But the thing is,
don't complain that there's no
locks.
You
can't complain. I mean, you know what?
He's got enough to go order some locks.
That guy's got enough coin. He can go buy the actual salmon out of the ocean.
He should have a locks guy following around, carving it off whenever he needs it.
Filleting salmon.
Yeah.
You know, left and
that's
right.
That's okay.
You know what I'm saying?
What do they call a guy that's, what's the name of someone that kind of harvests fish? What's it called?
A fisherman.
No, not a fisherman.
A fishmonger?
Fishmonger, thank you.
I never
heard
about
that. That's a fishmonger, thank you.
I didn't know that. And I'm a Long Island guy. I'm like, Morton's fisherman.
Longshoreman.
Boomer should have his own fishmonger.
Monger. Yeah, he should.
That's it. That just brings him the catch of the day.
Yeah, and it's like
here's a nice bass.
Oh, there's no locks. I'm a quarterback. Stop it. Right. Please stop it. Now, listen, and the thing, too, is the display of this breakfast. How beautiful. In wooden crates.
Yeah.
Yes, it was great.
Little wooden gimmicks. And we have our We have our social media team is going to be taking photos of this and posting it on the Instagram.
It soon before the bugs start to occur.
Just went up.
Oh, very nice. Good
gorgeous
job.
Gorgeous shot.
Oh, you did it already?
Just good a job. Gorgeous
shot.
The
guys
the team did it, yeah. Cool. Good job,
right,
team.
Right.
Yeah, the lighting. There's some muffins in there, too, Moose. I think that's important to bring up.
Nope. Yeah. I mentioned the muffins, the croissants.
Okay, I guess you did mention it. See, that's Moose's way of telling me he mentioned it already.
I did mention it.
Because I mentioned the muffins.
I did mention it. You're right. Anything and then fresh juice.
Oh, you went.
I went coffee.
You went whole bagel.
I went juice.
But Moose, you got a full bagel? I didn't do that. I did a half bagel.
Oh.
Because I want to let other men and women here eat. I didn't want to take everything, you know?
Now I'm being a pig. Oh, that's what you're saying? There's plenty of bagels around.
No,
there's plenty of bagels.
Taz is being a martyr. That's what he's being.
No, he's trying
look
to
me.
Paint.
Look at me.
He's put himself over on my back.
It is a day.
That's what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm getting
excuse me, let me wipe your footprint off my back.
Yes.
That's true.
That is true.
I had a half a bagel, and I would love another half, but the other people need to eat here,
yes,
too. There's another show coming in after our show. You know, the DA show, those guys are entitled.
No. Yeah, that's the show you're concerned about, the
of
DA
course
show.
I am. Yeah, all the guys on the show, yeah, I want them to eat, too.
Yes.
You know me. I'm a loving guy. You know?
Hold no grudges.
No.
Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts will be here soon. You want to make sure that they have something to eat as well?
Yeah, sure. I guess them, too. I forgot about them. Yeah, they deserve to have a bagel, too. You know, Evan looks like he could have needs a couple of bagels.
Well, he rides his bike around town.
Yeah. He's 160 pounds soaking wet with a brick in his pocket. Watch that. All right, so anyway, Andrew, what'd you have? Before we go on here, what kind of bagel did you have?
I had a everything wheat bagel.
That was all gone.
High five with
Josh. It might have been just one. I grabbed it.
Oh, good job by you.
Yep. And I did not leave half of it for somebody else.
Good job by you.
Get here earlier.
Get in there.
Yep. Mm. Had some fruit salad. Had mango in it.
Oh, nice.
That's fancy, huh?
May I go out and have a little fruit salad?
How about the cucumber salad? Did you have any of that? That looked good.
I did not.
Was it cucumber salad?
No, it was just sliced cucumber.
Oh, that's a little hogwash. Put some vinegar in
it. It was just sliced cucumber, tomato, and basil.
Now, there was confusion over somebody already mentioned, the jalapeno cream cheese.
Yeah, that's
originally,
awesome.
It was said to be olive cream cheese, and that might have been Billy's fault. I'm not sure, but olive cream cheese, is that even a thing?
Yes, that
it is.
Really?
A thing. It is sky and cheese.
Sounds disgusting.
Oh, my God. How am I doing?
Scallion?
Sky and cheese. Yeah,
cream
I'm
cheese.
Eating right now. So
I know.
You can do it.
Billy, thanks, Mike.
Swallow.
Billy, the thing is, I want to thank you, sir, because you mentioned this jalapeno cream cheese. It is phenomenal.
Very good.
Never had it.
Well done.
It was terrible as olive. Great as jalapeno.
Everything with jalapeno.
I got everything. Same thing. That's what I did. Yeah. I only did a half.
I know.
I watched my carb intake.
Bogus, take it away, brother.
Okay, sure. Thanks, guys.
Wow. Right, read everything.
Al, here's your report. It's sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Jameis Winston's season began with three picks. Two of them returned for touchdowns in Sunday's loss to the 49ers. And now a quick turnaround, visiting the Panthers this evening to kick off week two.
This is a week-to-week league, so every opponent is a new opponent, and we approaching that week with the same objective, and that's to win. So We got to go out there and play a great, clean game to beat these guys.
Kickoff tonight in Carolina is 8:20 Eastern. Antonio Brown was wearing number one when he made his Patriots practice debut yesterday. He appears headed towards playing Sunday against the Dolphins despite the civil suit alleging sexual assault and rape. Brown's accuser, Brittany Taylor, reportedly planning to meet next week with NFL investigators. Chargers tight end Hunter Henry reportedly out 4 to 6 weeks with a broken left knee. Jets wideout Quincy Enunwa is done for the year with a neck injury, and the Bengals are calling running back Joe Mixon day-to-day with an ankle injury. He did not practice yesterday. The Milwaukee Brewers are 1-for-1 without Christian Yelich.
Swing and a high drive. Deep right. How about two on your birthday, Moose? A two-run shot for Mike Moustakas. And the Brewers have a 7-5 lead on the 33rd home run of the season by Moustakas.
Sold the gimmick.
Jeff Levering on Brewers Radio, the other Moose, two homers, number two last night, broke an eighth-inning tie of Miami. Milwaukee won 7-5 the day after Yelich suffered a season-ending broken kneecap. The Cubs then lost in San Diego 4-0, so they and the Brewers now tied for the second NL wild card. It doesn't matter because the Mets are just two back of them after thumping the Diamondbacks 9-0. Arizona's lost its last four after winning 11 of 12. Washington won in Minnesota 6-2. Oakland won in Houston 5-3. Cleveland won in Anaheim 4-3. And while the Orioles were beating the Dodgers 7-3, Baltimore shortstop Jonathan Villar hit homer number 6,106 of the season. That's the new single-season record, breaking the one set just 2 years ago.
Hold on a second.
And there's still bagel. 2.5 weeks to go.
Sorry. It's not bagel. It's half a muffin.
Jalapeno?
No, it's some kind of a Blueberry Jones, whatever it is. It's like I'm over here trying to chew it. It's like some kind of a lard or tar in it or something.
Definitely tar.
Tastes good, but it's a little thick. You ever notice? Like, I can't eat. You guys, like, you eat to fullness. When was the last time you had, like, a meal? You're like, oh, my God, I can't breathe. Like, I don't do that anymore. Like,
No, it's...
like, when I was younger.
When was lunch yesterday?
Yeah. You do that? And you do that?
Like, I mean, sometimes it happens, yeah. Like, this weekend, too, we're having a couple beers. All of a sudden, you're like, wow, that's a lot of...
A lot of food I've eaten. Yeah.
You know, if you have beer with it, too, that bloats you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It does.
I usually just have like a bottle
of wine.
So
you just gorded yourself. Is that what you're saying?
No, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, actually, I went the other way. I'm still hungry because I had a half a bagel.
So go back out.
Not a full bagel. And I had a half a muffin. So it's like half-half.
Well, there's still plenty of food out there.
I know there is, but I don't want
to. Are you just trying to get in the fact again that you only had half a bagel? Is that what we're going here?
I mean, a little bit. I mean, I'm just saying, like, just.
Next question.
Well, as I'm saying is.
It's been 3 minutes. I want to remind everybody I had only half a bagel.
I'm just saying that I find it interesting that as life goes on and we get a teeny bit older.
Well, I think that comes along with it. You don't eat as much.
Right. You don't eat as you don't eat till like you're bloated.
No.
You know what I mean? Moosh, you're a little bit younger than me. I was wondering if you do that or Andrew does that.
Not like when I was in the 20s when you're now.
That's what I would do. I would just eat. I had a friend of mine that would just eat, a wrestler. He would just
Let's not say a gross story.
No, it's not gross at all. He would just eat to the point like we go to Friendly's, we don't have a lot of money, so we're going to Friendly's Jones. No, knock on Friendly's. And
love the crinkle cuff fries.
He would there you go. And he would eat until he couldn't move.
Bro.
So he would just sit there. He was 6'3", 275 now.
He's
no, no longer with us anymore. So
that's sad.
But
he's
good,
a big man.
Good man. Yeah, but he would eat till he couldn't. He'd fall asleep.
Oh yeah, that'll do it.
It's like 9 p.m.
But you're in a little coma,
and he's the guy driving. I'm like, bro, give me the keys. I'll drive. No, I got it, bro. No, you can't. Just take a nap. I'll drive. I'll drive to the next town. You take a nap. But you know, just you eat too much, and you get so. It's nice though. Sometimes I haven't done that in a long time.
Well, maybe this weekend, set a goal.
Yeah, set me a whole pie, a calzone, maybe a hippie roll, and a meatball palm hero.
That's a lot of food.
What's a hippie roll?
Hippie roll is like basically a sausage and pepper roll with onions, sausage and pepper and onions in like a, you know, a roll at a pizzeria. You never had a hippie?
I've never heard hippie roll before.
Yeah, it's some places call it hippie roll, but
okay.
It's, yeah.
Sausage, peppers, yeah. They make them chicken parm.
Yeah, chicken parm or right. So yeah. I like a little sausage, pepper, nice.
Nice. Well, set the goal this weekend. Eat till you pass out.
It's good to have goals.
Thanks. Go ahead, Andrew.
By the way, guys, USA basketball just underway with Serbia. This is the fifth place game. Can't wait to watch it at the FIBA World Cup in China. Now back to you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Andrew.
A 16th to go. Justify is still there. Justify from Gronkowski. He's just perfect. And now he's just immortal. Justify is the 13th triple crown winner. Gronkowski was second. Hofburg was third. And Vito Rosa was fourth. Justify has done it.
There you go. That's Larry Colmus, NBC. 2018 Taz, Belmont Stakes, Justify. The last time we saw him on a racetrack, right? Winning the Belmont Stakes at beautiful Belmont Park and thus becoming the latest Triple Crown winner. Only, 13 have done it, I believe, in the history of the sport. News came out yesterday. Joe Drape, who's been around the racing game for a long, long time, written a number of books, did one on American Pharoah a couple years ago. New York Times, New York Times writer wrote a story that Justify, prior to winning the Grade One Santa Anita Derby, that he failed a drug test. He failed a drug test where he tested positive for a drug called scopolamine. I might be mispronouncing it, but what does scopolamine do for a horse? Well, what scopolamine does for a horse, it's a bronchodilator that will clear a horse's airway, optimize its heart rate, enabling the horse to run a little bit faster. Now, once that happens, you can certainly ask for a second blood sample. Bob Baffert, the trainer of Justify, did. That also tested positive for scopolamine as well. Then you have 60 to 90 days, supposedly, according to the California Horse Racing Board, for it to play out. Joe Drape wrote in his column, basically, that if the California Horse Racing Board had followed protocol because of this failed drug test, they would have taken away his placing in winning the Santa Anita Derby, the earnings from there. He would not have qualified for the Kentucky Derby. Thus, he would not have won the Triple Crown.
Ooh.
They waited, obviously, for it all to play out. And then after Justify won the Triple Crown, they kind of the California Horse Racing Board buried the story. Now, they've come out and called the story by Drape ridiculous, but they did not deny that the horse tested positive on April 7, 2018 and had a failed drug test. They have since changed the rules this past spring, I believe, Taz. They changed the rules, and the California Horse Racing Board changed the rules for a failure for this specific drug to where it's not losing a placing, losing the earnings and everything like that, where you get automatic disqualification. So they changed it to a fine. However, it's still at that time when this transpired, that was the rule of the book. So this drew a lot of headlines yesterday. Of course, the sport of horse racing, I grew up around it. You grew up going to the track at Aqueduct with your dad and everything and the like, Taz. Yeah. We've talked about that a lot. This story comes out yesterday. Terrible look for Baffert.
Yeah.
Terrible look for the sport of horse racing and an awful look for the California Horse Racing Board.
I think you nailed it on every level. It's definitely a terrible look for all three, for sure. I mean, for horse racing, for sure, and Baffert, I mean, he always. I don't follow it nowhere near as much as other guys do, or you. the thing is, Baffert, correct me if I'm wrong, he's kind of like squeaky clean Jones, right? That's kind of his persona, right? Yeah, persona. So this is kind of ugly on him, right? For him,
well, it is, and he was contacted. He's going to make a statement today. In reference to this Joe Drape story, he was contacted yesterday by a number of racing publications and whatever, and he would not go on record yesterday confirming or denying the Drape story, but he did say he will issue in a statement today. The owner of Justify, Windstar Farm, Elliot Walden, would not make a statement yesterday either. So, Taz, any way you cut it, after the Belmont Stakes, he never saw the track again. He signed a huge breeding deal. That's why it was worth more off the track than he was on the track. Wow. So after he won the Triple Crown, that's when Justify's career came to an end. If this story is indeed true, now, I'm not saying that he never would have won a Triple Crown, but the fact that he tested positive for this, and according to someone that analyzed the results, it was 300 nanograms per milliliter was found in the horse's system, so an excessive amount that suggested the drug was intended to enhance performance. That's somebody that analyzed the results from the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission. So, I mean, that's not good in any way, shape, or form. So if the horse was drugged up or doped up,
And you know there are trainers that do that. Drugs are
massive part
of thoroughbred racing. And it's a bad thing.
It is a bad thing. And there's a good amount, not a ton, but I know, and I might have mentioned on here on our show before. I can't recall, but there's veterinarian that human athletes use as performance enhancers. You know, I know it sounds crazy, but there's a drug called Winstrol V that for a lot of years.
Winstrol
V.
There have been baseball players that have tested positive for Winstrol.
Winstrol V is a water-based injectable anabolic steroid, but it's a veterinary steroid that they use in horses when the horses rehab. I don't know if they still use it
I'm
in
not
horses,
sure.
But they did for years. And athletes, men or women who have used it or maybe still use it, it's, like I said, an anabolic steroid that's a water-based injectable steroid, Winstrol V. And then there's another one called Equipoise. These are ones that, like, I've seen a guy have a vial of it that he was going to use years ago. Oh. Obviously, I can't name names. It actually had a horse head on the logo.
Oh, my God.
And I said, my man, what are you doing?
Yeah, what,
this is kind of telling you, stuff works great. Okay,
oh my God.
I mean, it's crazy. I know
that's insane what people put in their body.
Yeah, it's just to get better just to compete and make money. It's I know it is crazy. I've seen a lot.
I know. 10% Taz, I know. I'm sure you've seen a lot of things.
A lot of that
experience.
Stuff,
a lot of things. No, that stuff is crazy. So, Taz, but anytime now you call into question a horse's results or a historic performance, Taz. It's never a good thing for the sport, even when we're looking back, you know, a year or so ago since that was accomplished. It's never a good thing whenever you're talking about a horse being doped up and maybe it's not a true, legit performance. And the other thing it hurts here as well, Taz, the fact they tested positive for this, you know, if you are going into the breeding shed, which is a huge part of the sport where you have... There was a horse yesterday. They're having Keeneland sales, right? Mm. There was a filly yesterday by American Pharoe out of another mare, right?
You know how Explain much what a mare is. Some people
so
might
a
not
mare
know.
Is basically like an older female horse that, you know, is used to, you know, older female horse can be on the track, off the track. She's used to breed to stallions. Stallions are champions, whether it be sprinters, male horses, right? So they put them into the breeding shed and hoping to create progeny that are victorious on the track.
Wow.
Yesterday, a filly by American Pharoe out of this champion, I forget the mare's name, right, was up for sale in Keeneland. They have a famous, they call them yearling sales, right? They're selling two-year-olds, right? Mm. Or yearling, or maybe even just yearlings, I should say, before the age of two, right? Sold for $8.2
million. Holy God, you're kidding me, dude.
For one horse.
One
filly.
Amazing.
For a yearling at $8.2 million. The point being, though, if you are going to breed to Justify and you're looking at this horse now of his accomplishment, saying, I'm breeding to a Triple Crown winner, now you could call that Triple Crown victory into question.
Tainted.
Because of the very fact of that he was had this in his system.
Yeah, opening up. You said it was opening up
passage
to his lungs to put more oxygen air into his.
Correct. Helps the heart. Helps,
your cardio. Helps your cardio stronger.
Yeah. Optimize your heart rate. Clear a horse's airway to optimize its heart rate.
Yeah, so what that means is that you put more oxygen in the airway, which brings more blood to the heart to pump more blood faster. So, because when you get exhausted, when you start getting fatigued, if you're running, it's too much blood. You can't, it's too much blood that fills up in your heart, your veins, the oxygen, airways, all that stuff. So when you do something like that, I've never heard that in humans, but something like that, you're able to pump more blood through your body, horse, human, whatever.
Isn't that what Armstrong used to do on the Tour de France?
Yeah, what was it that he was doing something like that?
They used to take the blood out and then put the blood back in.
That's right. Spin gimmick.
Was it the red blood cells that carry the oxygen?
Carry
right?
the oxygen.
So you can carry more oxygen
carry
in
more
your
oxygen.
Blood,
correct.
So then you will not get
blow up. We call it blow and rest. Get tired.
You get fatigued.
Because lactic acid builds up in your body.
Yeah.
Your body, you know, when you run sometimes and then your legs tighten up or your calves tighten up, that's lactic acid. That comes from not enough oxygen.
So if I have more red blood cells in my, then I'm not going to get fatigued as quickly.
It's a better chance. Well, that's what working out and cardio does. It helps build more red blood cells and eating properly, you know.
Gotcha.
But anyway, when you add a drug like this, they put in this horse, I mean, you know,
could help.
You don't have to be a chemist to figure it out to help better performance.
No doubt about it. So we'll see what Baffert has to say later on today. We mentioned it earlier, Taz, a player, a New York athlete that gets it.
Yeah.
We'll touch upon that. Oh, we'll do that next.
Oh, a little break. I see. Yes. Well, that's a hook we call that in the biz.
It's Taz and the Moose, a player that's near and dear to Taz's heart, Baseglia's heart, Bogus's heart, Bilotti's heart, every Met fan's heart.
I think they
heart.
Get it now, yeah.
Taz Moose, CBS Sports.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Taz, London Fletcher is going to join us coming your way at the top of the hour. Of course, yesterday, a very solemn day in our nation. Remembrance Day, never forget, certainly 9-11. 2001, our nation was affected forever. So many innocent lives lost, so many different heroic stories that we heard, and kind of, I would say, the naivety, kind of innocence of our country was lost that day. And we were all greatly affected, some obviously greater than others, but we're all affected in some way, shape, or form if you live through that. So, you know, yesterday, last night, the Mets played a home game. And if you go back to, 2001, Taz, when baseball returned to Shea Stadium,
yep.
At the time, the Mets were playing the Atlanta Braves,
yep,
and and Mike Piazza had a very, very famous home run.
Mm-hmm.
Some will say, helped the healing process. Sports is part of the healing process, kind of, provides a little bit of a distraction, hit a monumental home run. Against the arch rival, the Atlanta Braves. I believe it was Steve Carsey was on the mound for the Atlanta Braves, and Piazza hit that home run, and that is one that Met fans and baseball fans will remember if you lived during that time. Yesterday, Pete Alonso, Mets rookie first baseman, home run champ during the home run derby.
24-year-old kid.
24-year-old kid. Talk about a young man, Taz, that gets it. He bought for the entire team cleats and spikes for them to wear yesterday. That paid the respect and homage and remembrance of 9/11. Said he wants to be not only a good player on the field, he wants to be a good man off the field too. He is as good as it gets as a young man. He really is.
He really is. He's just he gets it. He understands. He's so much more mature than many 23-24-year-olds. He's an elite athlete making a good amount of money. I mean, he's going to end up making more money soon. He's a rookie, but he gets it. He's got a lot of fame right now, and he's doing amazing, and he doesn't let it get to him. He stays humble. And you're right. By buying all those spikes, custom spikes, all custom airbrushed and painted up for his team with different respects and signs of 9/11 towards first responders and stuff like that, different cool artwork and stuff like that. That is something that's awesome. You don't have to be a Met fan to respect what this kid has done. Originally, as you know, Moose, he wanted to do custom hats, featuring the NYPD and the FDNY, but Major League Baseball shot that down. What are we doing, dude?
Taz, really? I'm not putting words in your mouth. That's a mistake by baseball.
Horrible. It's horrible by that.
That's a mistake by baseball. They do stuff for Mother's Day, Father's Day, any holiday that honors those that put their lives on the country on the line, and veterans, Taz. Yeah. They do all, and baseball does a great job with that, as do other sports. I'm not just saying. So on yesterday, if the Mets want to wear first responders hats, let the Mets wear first responders hats as their home taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Absolutely, yeah, they're a New York
or
franchise,
whatever custom hats, yeah. Whatever. Let the Mets do that.
And it was paying homage and respect to the fire department in New York City here and the police department. What is wrong with that? I mean, look, because what? Because you're Major League Baseball, and then you can't turn around and sell it and make money. like you do with the Mother's Day hats and the Father's Day hats and all that stuff? Seriously, because they can't make a profit because they can't just sell Met hats, right?
I agree with
you. Is that why?
And Taz, I'll be honest with you. I think they should do something for around Major League Baseball on 9/11 for all teams.
Absolutely.
That. I mean, I don't think it should be just a New York thing, Yankees, Mets, who's ever home. I think it should be all across the board, all across Major League Baseball.
I totally agree with you.
We'll come back, but you're right. That's a bad job by baseball.
Very bad.
It's terrible. We'll come back. We'll talk to London Fletcher, the third linebacker of the week, Taz.
We got them all.
That next. It's Taz Boost, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.